Now, it's a lot easier for me not to do this. A lot of people now know me for what I am now. And you would, I presume you'd imagine that I came from a Christian background. That's definitely not the case. And the change in me has been over a very short period of time. And it is a true testament to what the Lord has done and what He can do in people's lives. And Bruce really touched me last night when he said that our testimony is day by day. And Kelly as well with hers touched me very much. I was born into a Catholic family and went through growing up and all that, and a bishop came in to see Mum when I was in hospital and told her that I was going to be a priest one day. And I rebelled against that all my life. I didn't think I wanted to be a priest, but now I am. Which is, it wasn't exactly the priest Mum wanted me to be. But I rebelled severely in my life. I was an altar boy as well. And saw the hypocrisy in people's lives. And that's what we've been talking about today, stumbling blocks. And I was severely stumbled by a lot of people that were meant to be holy people, meant to be godly people, and yet they weren't. So I went my own way, or went the evil way. And I did make a decision at an age where most of you people here are now making decisions. And I made the wrong decision. And I saw it later on in my life, what I had done and what I had said. And I'd gone one more than just being deceived and just being tricked into it. I actually made it a profession. But it wasn't the Christ. I was drinking by the age of 12. Smoking marijuana by 13. And smoking a packet of cigarettes a day at the same time. 13 years of age, I was smoking a packet of cigarettes a day. My brother, who was in a motorbike gang, we were best mates, and we still are. And I was hanging around with him. So you can imagine the people I was involved with at a young age. I'd learnt, by 16, I'd learnt a lot of things that people are still learning at 30. I've seen a lot of things in life. I still carry those scars with me, definitely. And if anyone has a scar on them physically, they can run their finger over it and you can feel it. And that is what it's like. You can remember doing that. You can remember cutting yourself or whatever. You can remember doing that. Well, I have those scars and I'll continue to carry them with me all my life. But through the grace of God, I don't know. He's given me this chance, and I'm wanting to take it and do everything I can to pay him back. And that's the least we can do, because he had his hand on my life even when I wasn't his. When I was in total opposition, I was almost as Saul. I persecuted the church, definitely. I despised Christians. I despised these people here. I didn't want anything to do with them. So he gave me a second chance, and he held my life in his hands all the way through. I've had numerous near-death experiences in accidents and things like that, and how I've survived some of those I will never know. By peer pressure, I suppose, as well, I got involved in a lot of things. I did get involved in some heavier drugs. I mean, this isn't a good thing to speak about, and I really am ashamed of my previous life, and as I say, I could quite easily avoid this by not saying anything. But I believe that I am a living example of what you people are facing. Now, the world has become now what it was in my life. It has become very evil and very destructive. And there are lots of pressures out there saying, oh, you can do this, it's fine, no worries. but it does affect you. I thought that smoking marijuana was no problems, it was just a soft drug, easy, not a problem. And at the time, it didn't affect me, didn't bother me. But now I realise, with memory, things like that, problems I've had, that it has affected me. Smoking cigarettes the same. Took me a long while of fitness training to get over that. And the drinking. It's all had effects. The only way that I can do anything now, and this isn't just cliches or anything like that, and I mean, I hope you people can see it in my life now, that how the Lord has worked. 7 years ago I was saved, but I didn't accept Christ as Lord until January last year. I'm not a learned man. I don't know much of the Bible. I haven't read the whole thing. I've read bits and pieces. I've learned a lot off other people. But through me praying and asking for help and guidance and wanting these things added to me, He has given them willingly to a person like me. I mean, I can't understand it because I definitely do not deserve anything. I felt for a long while I had to work towards paying off those debts. But you don't. You're forgiven once. But the scars are still there. They still keep popping up. So I just ask you all really to just have a look before you jump in. It might look good and might feel good, might taste good, whatever. But if it's not honouring to God and it's not going to encourage you and help you in your life, then it really isn't worth trying, serving Him itself. All the experiences I had, and I experienced a lot in the world, I've tried everything virtually that man has to offer. And none of it adds up. My worst day in Christian life is better than my best day unsaved. That's my worst. That's when I'm feeling down and out, totally lost. Is better. I never had a problem with death. I was never scared of death. Whether that's something to be proud of or not something to be proud of, but I never worried about whether what I was going to do, what was going to happen after I died, didn't bother me. Didn't bother me at all. I didn't care where I was going. So my acceptance of Christ, I didn't do that because I was scared of where I was going. I've done it for what I'm getting now, for the joy in my life, for the happiness in my life now, for the true friendship, the love. It's just unbounding and it's unbelievable. Brothers and sisters, they say in Christ, that's not just something said lightly, that is true. It is a family. And I have better brother and sisters in Christ than I have in my own family at some times. And I know that these friends I have are honest. They won't let me down. They won't leave me stranded. I got all stranded a few times when I was in the world, I tell you. If you thought were friends and just left you for dead or whatever. Toughness is one thing that we're taught in the world. As men, we're taught we aren't to cry, we aren't to show emotion, and that's tough. Well, I would much rather, when I was in the world, cop a smack in the mouth any day than have emotional problems, than have a girlfriend leave me or any of those problems. I dealt with physical violence a lot easier than what I did with emotional. And if we weren't meant to cry, why have we got tear ducts? It is an emotion that we need to let go. If you feel like crying to it, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's stronger to cry than it is to hold it in. So I just really encourage you to be very careful on what friends you do choose and what path, because there is only two choices in life. And that's as a Christian, there's only two ways to go, and there's only two ways to go in the world. So you have two choices. Don't wait until you're my age to make that choice and waste all that time that you could be serving God and having genuine friends and love, kindness in your life. Do it now. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.